Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello!
Hello!
Can you tell that we're recording in person?
Again!
Oh my god!
Back to back in people time. What a treat!
We're in the same place.
I know, it's so good.
Look at us venturing out now that there isn't feet of snow outside.
I know, now that it's like doable again.
It's above freezing and we're like, maybe we'll leave our houses.
Maybe we could get together to record this podcast.
Oh, I love it. So yeah, we're here. We're going to talk about ghosts the same room with each other.
And you're going to listen to it like you do every week.
Because
so that's nice.
What is this?
This is the thing that we like to call Ghosts Are Everywhere.
Ghosts?
Yeah. Ghosts?
There's like a little, there's a silent N at the beginning of that.
Yeah. Is that not how you spell ghosts?
Ghosts, yeah.
I like to say it just to let people know it's there.
Yeah. Ghosts Are Everywhere featuring the vocal talents of me,
that's
Cecilia,
right.
And you.
And me, Carly.
Carly.
You love it. You're here for
you
it.
You know it. You love it. You're
that's
here.
That's right. And we're glad you're here.
For the first time, in which case, welcome.
Welcome. I'm so happy you found us.
Yeah.
How did you do that? That's amazing.
How did you do that? Let the people know.
Let people know. And then also, let us know.
Let us
because
know.
Because this is a very, like, interesting point to just find our podcast, I think.
How did you find us?
How did you find this specific episode to be your first one?
Right?
That's very exciting to me.
Maybe because it's the newest one.
Or maybe it's not.
It's
what if you're listening to this way later when it's not our newest episode? Our latest.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first you're listening.
Latest and greatest.
Hey, I mean, we're like an old wine, baby. Better with age.
So I've saved a story for the podcast because I have had a time this week.
Yeah, I've been on the edge of my seat for days wanting
so,
to hear it.
Rewind to last week.
Okay.
I kept like kind of being sick and then like not testing positive for COVID and then like being fine the next day and going to work and then being kind of sick the next day when I didn't have the work and then just like kind of on and off like sick but not too bad.
Right.
So I was pretty like congested and like dried up. And then on the weekend, I had the curling,
yes!
What was it called? The playoffs. So
that's right.
Was on the weekend, so we had a game at 9 a.m. We had a game at, like, 1 on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was gonna go to a party that night, and I told my friends, like, I will, like, go hard Saturday night if we lose this game, because
right.
If we win, then we have a game Saturday morning at 9 a.m.
Right.
So
and you haven't been doing well, right, for a while?
We lost every single game.
That's right.
We lost every single game this season, and then it gets to this playoff game, and we win.
Yes.
We win this playoff game, and then I, like, go out that night, have a great time, partied, didn't stay up super late, but was, like, a little hungover the next morning. I did get, like, 3.5 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And was just so tired the next morning. But we have another game at 9 a.m.
Okay.
We win.
Oh, God.
So I have to stay at the curling club until 1. I was like, fuck. Like, this is great that we're winning, but I am the most tired.
You were not expecting it.
Didn't expect it. So I had to stay at the curling club. We, like, went for, like, brunch, some vegan place.
Because cute.
That's the neighborhood.
Cute.
And then we played again at, like, 1. And we, like, almost won. We were, like, tied up until the very end,
whoa.
And then we had to go into, like, an extra end. Like,
that's
an extra,
very
like,
dramatic.
Ending, like, an overtime thing.
Yeah,
and we lost
and,
in that. So that's just leading up to my debacle. Because
right.
I, like, did so much shit that week and was, like, kind of sick. And then Monday, I went to work, felt fine, like, kind of tired, but I had, like, gone to bed at, like, 8 the night before.
Dang.
So I was, like, okay. And then end of the day, I, like, go to the washroom, and as I'm, like, washing my hands, I, like, blow my nose, and it just starts, like, blood just starts gushing out.
Oh, my God!
Like, so much.
Carrie style.
Right, no, like, Carrie style just, like, fucking coming out of my nose. And, like, you know, at first you're like, oh, I'm just gonna, like, use a tissue, like,
yeah, kinda, it'll be fine.
But it was, like, the fucking elevators and the Shining, like, gushing. And I was, like, trying to use paper towels to, like, stop it, but also, like, not really sure what to do. And then also the garbage, like, someone had already taken the garbage bag out, so there wasn't a garbage bag in the garbage.
Oh,
and
no.
I was just throwing
pure
this,
panic.
Like, blood and, like, paper towels into the sink.
Yeah, because where else are you going
to
put it?
So I was like, I don't know what the fuck to do. So I, like, held, like, a paper towel over my nose and went to get a garbage bag. Because I was like, I need people to kind of be aware of the situation, but I also need a garbage bag.
That's right.
So I, like, went to get it, and my manager thought that I was, like, bleeding profusely and also, like, trying to keep working. So she's like,
oh, that's funny.
So she, like, got me to come sit, and I'm just, like, sitting there just, like, I don't know what to do in this situation.
Yeah.
Because there is blood coming out of my face, and this has, like, never happened to me before. Like,
no.
I have gotten nosebleeds, but never this bad.
That's beyond.
But I guess just, like, the mix of, like, being kind of sick and just, like, doing, like, overdoing it and, like, being so dry and, like, all of it just, like,
your nose said, enough of that.
And it was, like, stop. So my lovely manager first tried to take me to the clinic, and they were like,
oh,
no, we don't have the right stuff. Go to the emergency room.
Oh, my God.
So I had to go to the fucking ER. I have to work on Monday.
That's so dramatic.
And
how long did you wait?
Not too long.
Okay.
We waited probably, like, an hour and a half.
That's not
an
terrible.
Hour. Like, it wasn't super terrible, but we were, like, when we were still at work, she was, like, can I call, like, an emergency contact? And I was, like, yeah, like, call my boyfriend, see if, like, he'll come and, like...
And you can leave.
So that he can be here, so you can leave.
Yeah, yeah.
And she just, like, kept trying to call him, but I guess his phone was in the other room, and he just, like... does not pay attention to his phone.
No.
So he
so
answered his phone when I was already, like, in with the doctor. Or, like, going to... Or, like, almost going in with the doctor.
Right. Like, you were close
after
already.
He had 54 missed calls because she just kept calling him and he just would not pick up.
That's incredible.
So wow. He did come, like, as I was with the doctor. And I was like,
what an excellent emergency contact.
Right?
54 missed calls.
She's like, should I call your mom? I'm like, no, she's...
Oh, no, she'll get so worried.
She's gonna be so worried, and also it's rush hour, and she's not gonna be here for, like, 2 hours if she has to drive from Hamilton. Like, no, it's okay. So, yeah, I, like, get
to
the doctor.
Oh.
And he's like, it had stopped by then, but I was still, like, holding it on my face, because, like, if I took it off...
Yeah, like what are you gonna do?
Fucking floodgates
open
up.
Absolutely.
But he was like, it's probably fine, just, like... Let it sit for, like, a half hour, so I had to just, like, sit there for a half hour and wait. Mm-hmm. And this whole time, my manager's like, no, I'm not leaving. Like, I'm gonna wait for you.
She's nice.
Yeah, she was just, like, sitting in her car waiting for me, because Joel was in with me at this point.
Well, she's not, she wants to know if you're okay.
This is so lovely, so
that's
nice.
So sweet.
Waited the whole time, ended up driving me home.
Aw, Angel.
But, yeah, like... Apparently he's like, no, it just happens sometimes. I was like, what the
fuck?
They
literally didn't do anything? He was just
no.
like, yeah.
He just, like, looked at it and was like, okay, just, like, sit around for a bit. Like, I'll just... Because he couldn't find, like, where it was coming from exactly.
Right.
So he was just like,
Because like, sometimes they have to, like...
They have to, like...
Cauterize it. Like, burn your nose and shit. Yeah,
so
he
didn't do that because he couldn't figure out where it was coming from.
Oh, man.
So I was just, like, sitting there, like, waiting for something to happen. And then when nothing happened, he's like, you can just go home.
He's like, you're fine, I guess.
Just go. Just, like, don't be too, like, hard on it. Just kind of chill out. Wow. But I, like, couldn't breathe through my nose for the next, like, couple hours.
Mouth breather.
I was breathing through my mouth the whole time because I had this, like, thing on my face.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, like... It cleared up eventually, but, like, the next couple hours, I was just, like, so congested.
Mm-hmm.
And even, like, just, like, now, what is it? It's Friday?
Yeah, it's, like, a few
days
later.
It's Thursday.
We're recording this. It'll be Friday when you hear this, yeah.
Like, only now is it kind of, like, cleared up. Like, I'm still, like, my throat was so dry.
Yeah, this would,
like,
be, like, day three
since
then. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I was, like... But, you know, when you're just like, what the fuck is happening? Am I gonna die? Like, what is this?
When you're just like, well, I guess this is how I go.
You're like, oh, fuck. What is going on? This is coming from my brain. Am I gonna lose too much blood? And am I gonna die?
Out of your nose, the first thought is always, is this coming from my brain?
Because the doctor's like, no, you're probably fine. I'm like, what?
You're like, I don't think you know, sir.
Are you sure? You didn't look. You barely did anything.
That happened to me one time. I really thought I was dying.
Yeah.
I thought I had, like, an internal... bleed.
Yeah.
And because my, like, my, it wasn't my stomach, it was, like, my, on my abdomen.
Yeah.
I was just like, please, doc, help me.
Were you bleeding or were you just...
No. It was just like a lot of pain, and I was going away, so I wanted to get it checked out. And then he like felt it and he was like, you're fine. I was like, buddy. He's like, well, I don't want to give you an MRI. He's like, because honestly, I think the radiation will be more harmful than like what they'll find, because they'll find nothing.
Yeah.
You're fine.
They're like, oh my God.
I was like, I don't think I am, sir. I was convinced I had like a hernia or like a inside bleed.
Yeah.
I didn't. I was fine like in a week.
No, this was like, he's like, if it happens again, just hold a tissue on for your face for a half hour, and if it doesn't stop, come back. I was like, okay.
That's so freaky.
But it hasn't happened yet. I would be fine, other than just like stressed out and like.
That's high anxiety situation.
But I also was like with someone that I was like trying not to like freak her out.
Yeah.
So I was trying to like joke around.
Aww.
And like also just trying to like be calm myself. So
right.
I was just like,
okay. I guess that's like kind of good in a way. When you're like in a high stress situation, but you know you have to hold it together.
Yeah.
Or like you feel as though you have to hold it together to a degree that maybe you wouldn't have to if you were with someone else.
Yeah, because I feel like maybe if it was someone else, I could have like freaked out a little bit
more. Which would have both been healthy but different.
But maybe not great.
Yeah, because it could have gotten worse.
Yeah. It also is like, there is blood coming out of my face. Like, I'm not going to also be like crying or like stressing out about
it.
I'm like, I'm just gonna
sit here for a minute.
Gonna chill. No, we're just gonna wait.
Just gonna
see what happens. But also, it's so weird because, I have never had to go to the ER for myself. Mm-hmm. I've had to go to the ER with you.
I was gonna say, you're not somebody who, like, gets heavily injured or heavily ill. Like
or
that
when I was a kid, often. I got injured, but my mom would always be like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Right? It was always just, like, kind of scrapes and cuts and things that she would just kind of deal with in her own way. But this is the first time I actually had to go to the ER.
For, like, a real reason.
And it's so weird, because everyone's just so chill. At least when I was there, like, no one was, like, that concerned. No one was there, like, rushing and freaking out.
Like, the doctors and things.
Yeah.
Oh, they never are.
No,
they're chill as
hell. They're just like, whatever, like, you're fine.
They're literally like, you're living.
They're like, you look okay, you're talking to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. I've been a few times. The time that we went together was particularly my favorite, when I broke my ankle when we lived in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good situation for me of having someone there who we were just, like, delirious.
Oh, we were also, like, hadn't slept in a really long time because it was a 24-hour theater thing. So we were, like, it was the end of a 24. It was 24
it
hours.
It was 24 hours. Yeah, we've been awake for
being
sure.
awake, and then we had to go to the hospital, and we're just, like, fucking losing our damn minds.
Yeah. It was really silly.
Yeah.
But, like, also, like, it was a good opportunity of, like, nice to not focus on what's going on, because we couldn't do anything about it.
No. That one we also were like, oh, Carly's leg is broken. Like,
we were like, oh, it's broken. And people were actively thinking we were unwell.
Yeah.
But we were just really tired. And that was really funny.
It was really funny.
Honestly, looking back, it was funny and then not funny, and that's funny again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's been enough time that it's funny again.
It was not funny when your leg was broken and it was winter and you couldn't do anything. But it was funny.
It was
you
so sad.
Broke your leg and we had to go to the ER and
And now it's funny, like 9 years later.
This is years later.
It's funny,
like,
now.
I remember when?
Oh, remember that time? It was so silly.
Because I was trying to remember. Because I was like,
the last time you'd been.
When did I? Because I haven't gone many times. Like,
yeah, your life.
That
I guess.
Was like really it. Like maybe when I was a kid, like.
Mm-hmm.
We had to take, like, my sister when she got a concussion, or, like, my brother would have, like, asthma attacks, and we had to go, but I don't remember.
You never had to go, though, you?
I never
had
to go. This
That's
was the
funny.
First time that I was like, well...
That's interesting.
I am bleeding out of my face.
Well, now, in, like...
For no reason. They kept being like, so was there, like, did you get hit?
Did anything happen?
I'm like, no, literally.
Yeah.
They're like, did you, like, blow your nose really hard? I'm like, no. It's just regular.
Just a regular time.
And then I exploded.
And then it was not so regular.
Yeah, so that was my adventure for the week.
That is a very dramatic
I overdid
adventure.
It, and then I just didn't go to work on Wednesday, and the last 3 days I've just been like...
Fair.
Well, because Tuesday I went to see John Wick.
Nice.
like, the next day at noon, I went to see John Wick, mm-hmm. and, like, with my brother, and I was like, guess what?
Guess what happened to me?
I died yesterday. Like, okay.
I was dying from my nose.
And then even that, I was like, okay, no, I'm not doing anything else for the next, like, 3 days. But today I'm fine.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. That's
recovered.
So incredibly dramatic. That's so incredibly dramatic. That's really funny.
We had to call Joel 54 times.
54. Well, now you know 54.
Now I know that's his number. Mm.
Yeah.
If I need to get my emergency contact to answer.
54 times.
We have to call him 54 times.
That's so dramatic. Well, the next time he answers, if it's less than 54, you can be like, good job.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, it'll be to 25 this time.
Right? Wow, you've improved, like, you've cut the time in half. Wow.
Wow, you're so good.
That's so silly.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh, well, I'm really sorry that happened to you, but also it's very silly.
So I never want it to happen again.
Yeah, oh, obviously not. Yeah. But that's very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
It is an incredibly dramatic day at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I am glad you saved that story for this, because it's so silliness.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's like, it's nothing that I, like, can't just tell the world, like... Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's not particularly embarrassing. No. It's not, like, particularly... It's not, like, alarming for the long term. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, this is a wild thing.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's just like, no, you're fine.
Nice.
You're okay.
Well, glad that you're alive and that your nose isn't bleeding.
No, it hasn't since. And hopefully not again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not like that, at least.
Not like that, at least. I'm okay with, like, a cute little nose bleed.
A cute nose.
It was like, cute.
It was a little cute one.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh my god.
That's amazing.
And I was at work.
Yeah. That's always the bummer, too.
Yeah. I was like, oh. Shit like that always happens at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Inopportune times.
Yeah. Which was, like, better than it happening to me, like, when I was, like, home alone.
Yeah, that would be scarier.
But... And also, like, I don't know, at least people at work have, like, cars to drive me places, but I was like,
yeah.
Oh, this sucks.
And also just, like, someone else to, like, make sure that you're safe.
Yeah.
Like, you don't lose too much blood.
I'm like, oh, I'm just causing a ruckus. Everybody's, like, texting me, being like, are you okay?
You were the drama that day.
I'm the drama.
You're the drama. Am I the drama?
Am I the drama?
Yes, you were the drama.
Indeed, I was the drama.
That's great.
Yeah.
Cecilia the drama.
I'm
heard
the
it here
drama.
First, folks. She's the drama. You would think it would be one of us, but you don't necessarily wouldn't think it would be Cecilia, but
no,
surprise.
You'd think it'd be the theater major.
No,
but...
surprise. It's Cecilia. She's the drama.
In other news, my cat slept on me today.
Cute.
Yeah, he doesn't do that. So
he's
that was
cute.
That was new. That was fun.
He's a sweet little boy. Mm-hmm.
And
he's
it was
just
like,
a little guy.
You know, when you're, like, about to get up, like, I was just being lazy in bed, but I was like, maybe I'll, like, go, like, eat something or, like, do this. But then he came and laid on me, and I was like,
can't do it.
Oh, I have to stay here.
You're done now.
I have to stay here for however long this lasts.
Yeah. Because Karma is a cat purring in my lap because it loves me. Because
it loves me.
And I can't get up.
And I cannot get up.
I live here now until it chooses to leave.
This is where I have to stay, I guess.
Until the furry baby chooses to leave. I have no will here. It's not my fault.
Mm-mm.
Oh, make the rules.
And it's also like, wow, this is the first time he's ever done this.
Mm.
I really can't disturb him.
No, you want him to make it a habit.
If I want it
so,
to happen again,
yeah.
I cannot disturb him.
No, can't scare him away.
Oh, the poor baby.
In this economy?
Yeah, he's
not
just
at all.
A little guy.
He's just a little guy.
He truly is.
And
just
he
a little
doesn't
guy.
Know. And he's learning.
He doesn't know anything.
No.
He's learning. It's taken him a while, but he's learning.
He's learning slowly but surely.
He's getting there.
He's a good little guy.
Yeah.
He let me pet his little belly today.
Yeah.
It was very sweet.
He does that now.
I love that for him.
Mm-hmm.
He's nice. They like it.
He's a nice boy.
He's a nice boy. He's still sharp, but
he's
nice.
Still very sharp.
He's a very sharp boy.
He's learning. Nice. He'll do, you know, he does the bite, the fingy bite.
Yeah.
He does a little hug, crack, crack, crack.
He's cute.
He doesn't quite bite down as much. He does more of a just like a graze, like a...
That's good. He's learning.
If you really leave it there...
Oh, yeah. Then he'll be like...
He'll chomp.
He's like, oh, you like it? More.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you want
more
this.
Now.
And I'll do the full, like, chomp down on you. But he just kind of does a little graze.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
My girl, Rosina, she doesn't bite, but she bites my sister sometimes.
Does she?
Yeah.
Because she's mad or because she...
Sometimes she gets mad and she goes... I'm like, she doesn't do that to me at all.
My parents' cat
anyone.
does a little...
Yeah.
She's vicious, though.
Rosie will, if she's playing, she'll do a little bit of play bites,
mm-hmm.
but never, like, cut you, like, never, never, like, anything serious. But she has, like, almost bit my sister. Mm. And I'm like, what's that about? Karen's well, just bringing some drama to the yard.
Kiki, my parents' cat. Oh, well, yeah. So my parents have a cat and two huskies. Mm-hmm. So they're big. But, like, Kiki's, she's in charge.
I was going to say, she's the boss big time. She's
the boss, but she'll get, like, chased around a bit. Mm. But she will be, like, sitting kind of up higher than the dogs. And, like, especially Stella, she'll, like, whack at her face.
Yeah.
Or, like do a little paw. And Stella will, like, snap at her.
Yeah.
Like, she'll do, like, a...
Yeah, she's like, get out of here.
Like, she'll go for, like, a bite. You're like, you cannot bite the cat. Like,
yeah, right?
You'll be in big trouble.
One day when you bite the cat, you'll be in trouble.
Then you'll be like, Stella, and then she gives you the, like, what?
Because she's like, I'm so pretty, I don't know.
And then Kiki's like, ha ha, now you're in trouble, bitch.
Kiki's like, get wrecked.
Yeah.
That's so funny. That's
the politics of the pets.
Ah, there's nothing better than pet politics. Mm. It's always fun. Mm. It's always silly. Yeah. There's always hierarchy.
You only ever have one cat, though.
I know. I keep trying to convince my parents and my sister. Mm-hmm. Well, my sister's convinced, but I'm trying to convince my parents to get her a friend. Mm-hmm. But they're like, no, she wouldn't want a friend.
She might not.
She's kind of old. She wouldn't want a friend, I don't think. She might not. But I think she would deal with it.
Annie is much happier now that he's an only cat.
I guess that's true. Yeah. I guess that's some cats do well with a friend and some don't.
He really came into himself after Draco left.
Yeah. I don't know. My aunt has two cats. Mm-hmm. Her oldest cat definitely is not a two-cat cat. Mm-hmm. But the younger one is a two-cat cat. She was raised by an older cat.
The older cat just has to be a two-cat cat.
Yeah, she likes it. Mm-hmm. She, like, looks at the older one to be like, are we doing this?
Yeah.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Still, like, she's old enough now. She doesn't need to. She's like a real cat now. She still does.
Well, some people, like, my aunt has two cats, and they do not like each other.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. I mean, sometimes those cats, too, fight a little bit. Like, they sometimes they're on the outs.
Yeah.
But mostly they're not.
Yeah. These two cats just, avoid each other.
That sucks. Yeah. Rose doesn't avoid anybody. She's just the queen. She rules the whole world.
That's Annie now.
As far as she knows. Yeah, he rules the whole world. That's why he's a happy guy.
Well, he has his outdoor friend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the upstairs cat. Wanders around in the backyard.
Rosie has outdoor friends too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, neighborhood cats that come by.
And they'll meow at each other.
Yeah. Named Pepper. Mm-hmm. One's Pepper.
Briscoe.
Cute name. Briscoe. It's cute too. Yeah. I wonder what that's about. I just wonder what that's like. What's it like to have a friend you never get to touch?
It's like having an internet friend.
It's like, oh my god, it's the cat equivalent of an internet friend.
Yeah.
Wow, because there's always something in between them. There's always
something in between you. Or, like, it's, like, being friends with, like, what's that called? When you're, like, when you tell someone a story about someone and you're like, oh, yeah, my friend said this, and then you realize you're actually talking about, like, someone that you listen to a podcast from.
Yeah. My friend said this.
Yeah. What's the word for it? Parasocial.
Yeah, it was, like, parasocial relationships. Yeah, when you're like, my friend said this, it's like a TikTok you watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's like podcasts that I listen to a lot. I'm like, oh yeah, my friend said this. And I'm like, oh wait, no, that was...
Yeah.
That was actually Jamie Loftus.
It's so good. Well, if you're listening to this podcast and you talk about us as your friends, we are.
We're your friends.
So, it works.
Yeah.
We like it.
Really do you want me to tell you about a ghost?
I would love you to tell me about a ghost. No, I always love talking about everything else. I guess it's time for ghosts.
I suppose it's time for ghosts. We've talked about...
She rolls her eyes loudly.
this is sort of a ghost story. It's one of those things that I started, and I was like, this isn't really a ghost story. But at the end, I was like, oh, shit, there's a ghost.
What? So, that's great.
It worked out.
Okay, so it's a you choose, I don't know what's going on.
It's I picked a story about a witch.
Oh my god, I'm so excited!
An alleged witch. And then it just so happened that when I was, like, reading more, they're like, well, her ghost maybe loves this place. And I was like, oh, of course it does.
Delightful.
Works out.
So delightful.
So I got a lot of my information from virginiahistory.org, encyclopediavirginia.org, colonialghosts.com, and, of course, Wikipedia, our old pal.
Our old pal.
So, can you guess where we're going today?
I'm not sure. Is it maybe California?
It's Virginia.
Oh, all right.
So,
sorry.
Remember a few weeks back, how many weeks back, I told you about the Cavalier Hotel in Virginia Beach?
I do remember a few weeks back you told us about the Cavalier Hotel.
So, this kind of came up in my research when I was talking about the Cavalier Hotel, because Sombarn mentioned the Pongo Witch.
Oh,
like, who dat? I wanna
like, tell me more, please. More. Say more.
So the Pongo Witch was the last person known to have been convicted of witchcraft in Virginia.
That's very exciting. Mm. That's very exciting.
So, the Pongo Witch, her real name is Grace Sherwood, and she was born in 1660. In Pongo, which is now kind of part of Virginia Beach, but it's more like a rural area.
Hamlet. Yeah.
So, no depictions of Grace exist today, so we can't have any pictures of her. But his is 1660, and she was a poor woman.
All right.
But she has been described as tall and attractive, and apparently she had a sense of humor. She wore trousers instead of a dress while working on her farm. Which was very unusual for the time.
That is very unusual.
This is, like, the late 1600s.
Wow! Mm. Incredibly unusual.
So, she's a little different.
She's eccentric.
She's eccentric.
Nice.
She's doing her own thing. So, this combination of she's hot, she dresses kind of weird. So, men are like,
Men are like, what's that about?
What's that about?
What's that about over there?
So, a lot of local wives are very jealous.
Dang.
Because
not the wives.
They don't have much else to do. So if their husband is like looking somewhere else, they're like, excuse me, you have to be paying attention to me.
Also, they're probably jealous about the outfits.
Right?
Like, they're like, fuck, I want to wear that.
I want to wear that, but my husband won't let me.
My husband definitely won't let me wear that.
He likes it, but he won't let me wear that.
That's right. He likes to look, but he won't like me to have it.
He won't like to touch if it's on me.
That's right.
Yeah.
Only if it's not on me you want to touch.
She also grew her own herbs, which she used for healing, and she was a midwife.
She's a witch.
She's a witch!
Right. Okay!
Always, when you're, like, looking at stories of witchcraft, there's some lady who, like, she has healing powers because she, like, knows things about herbs, and also she's a midwife, so she knows too much.
She's too knowledgeable. She must be witch.
She wears pants.
She got pants on. She is witch.
She is witch.
Pants? A witch. You're wearing pants right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm wearing pants
Pants right now.
Witch!
Barely. Like these pants. These are loosey-goosey pants.
Those are just some real pants.
I got my loosey-goosey pants. You got your tidy-whitey pants.
That's true. Mm-hmm. It evens out.
Tidy
to pants.
Pinky. No,
they're not.
Speaking of pants.
Pants!
She marries James Sherwood in
1680. Oh, good for her.
And he was a farmer, and he had a decent amount of land. They also inherited some land from her father, I think, and his father as well.
Okay.
So they're poor, but like compared to others in their community, they have like a good chunk of land.
Sure.
So they're like pretty doing okay.
So they're land rich.
They're like land rich in comparison to like everybody else.
Right.
So people are kind of jealous of that too.
People really out here be looking for jealousy. They're like, I feel jealousy. Where can I put it?
They're like, they have a bunch of land. This looks like something we could cause some drama over.
They love it.
And they do.
Oh God.
They have three sons.
Okay.
John, James, and Richard.
Oh, that's great.
Classic.
Classic.
If I told you to, like, guess their names, that's what you would say.
I definitely would have guessed John, James, Richard.
Richard
is a little bit of a curveball.
Okay.
Like, as far as, like, classic-ass names go, it's a classic one, but it is a bit the curveball of the three.
I mean, you're gonna guess James, because her husband's name is James.
Yeah, so you have to guess James. John, it's right
you
there.
You gotta have Jimmy Jr.
Yeah. Little Jimmy.
Little
Jimmy Johns.
So those are the kids. They don't really come in much. They just exist.
Right. They're just born.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as we know from the stories we have talked about on the podcast in the past from, like, Salem.
Yes.
And
yes.
other places where there's witches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did the England witches.
But more specifically in Salem,
right.
Belief in and accusations of witchcraft were pretty common in the American colonies around this time.
Yeah.
The Salem trials happened only a couple years after Grace was born, so it's pretty peak, like...
It's peak Puritans.
You're a witch!
Yeah.
In America.
Gotcha.
But Virginia did differ in many ways to New England. While people in New England lived in more small, tight-knit communities, often very religious communities, Virginia was more sparsely populated. It was more like farms, people spread out. Not like in New England where they're like, have to keep close together because it's cold.
Because of the wind time. Yeah, they were more, there was, it was a lot more expansive in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And it also was like, earlier settled a little bit, wasn't it? Like, just like by a hair,
I think,
from New England.
It was earlier settled technically, but not as settled as New England.
Yeah.
So there's more people in New England than there are in Virginia, but like, I don't know, they've been around a long time, but they're not necessarily tight-knit communities. They have these communities, but they're more just, like, doing their own thing.
Yeah, I get that.
The leaders in Virginia, and, like, the governments and the religious leaders, were more interested in prosecuting offenses like gossip, slander, and fornication.
Oh, no!
They weren't as quick to, like, do anything about witchcraft accusations.
Right, because they're not all about the church.
Yeah. There's not a big, like, hysteria like there is in New England.
Right, yeah.
Virginia required proof of guilt through either searches for witches' marks or ducking.
Oh, wow.
Which we'll get into later, but ducking is.
Oh, God. I don't like that you're letting us know we're going to get into it later.
We talk about ducking.
It makes me worried.
The judges and magistrates would dismiss often, like, cases of witchcraft and allow people who were accused of witchcraft to sue for slander. Like, counter-sue against your witchcraft accusations.
That's hot!
So you weren't, like, completely fucked. This is also, like, 20, 30 years after New England.
So they've learned a thing or two watching that whole thing.
Maybe we don't love what happened there.
Okay, all right.
But even these rules were kind of in place, like, around the same time that was happening.
Gotcha.
There are a total of 19 known witch trials in Virginia history, and everyone was basically acquitted.
Wow.
One man served a year in jail before being let go. Grace, we'll talk about what happens with her, but there weren't any, like, they didn't burn any witches.
Right, it wasn't like a witch hunt. Like 19 is both a lot and not a lot at all.
And this was over, like, maybe, like, 100 years.
Yeah.
So there is definitely... People believed in witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
People accused each other of witchcraft.
Right.
But it didn't necessarily get to the point of, like... There would be, like, rumors and claims.
Sure.
But it never, like, didn't often actually go to, like, trial.
Right. It was never, like, an active criminal offense. Yeah. It was more just, like... You know, Lady Elizabeth by the lake?
Yeah.
Witch!
Plenty of that. Witchcraft was real.
Yeah.
To them. But they didn't... It was messy. And, like, the government, the governors or whatever, they didn't want to... They didn't want to get into that.
Well, because it wasn't, like, a real threat to them.
No.
Like, it was maybe a passive threat at best. They had other things to do, like... Clear the land.
Make sure people aren't fornicating.
gotta get the gals on that slander.
Okay, so our girl Grace.
Grace.
Witchcraft.
I love her, by the way.
Grace?
I love her pants.
I know.
I love her whole vibe. She feels great.
She's cool.
We should be her friend. She is our friend.
She's our parasocial historical figure friend.
That's right.
Grace. Okay. So, witchcraft claims start against Grace officially in 1697.
Dang it.
So at this point, she's like, how old is she? Let's do math. She's 37.
Yeah, okay.
So she's getting up there for...
For those times?
For those times, she's ancient.
Yeah, for those times, she's middle-aged.
At this point, she is still married and has kids.
Mm.
But people are like, she does some herbs and...
She's a lady who has a garden. Mm-hmm.
She wears her pants while she's out in that garden.
I saw her in those pants in the garden, in fact.
So her neighbor, Richard Capps, his bull died.
Oh.
And he's like, you know what? I think Grace cast a spell to make my bull die.
It's always with the, like, people's livestock dying. It's a witch.
Absolutely. Like,
what the hell?
He's like, I don't trust her. It was her. The court just, like, doesn't make a decision on this. But Grace and her husband took the Capps to court for slander and ended up settling.
Yeah! Countersue!
They countersue. So this is kind of like a thing. People will accuse her of being a witch and then she'll countersue.
Great.
A lot of things just, like, kind of are unresolved. Things don't really go to, like, higher courts or anything until they do.
Okay.
And then, the next year, Elizabeth Barn accused Grace of turning into a black cat, sneaking into her bedroom... and whipping her before jumping out through the keyhole.
That's very traumatic.
It sounds like she had a sexy dream.
That's hot! Also, like, how does a cat... Cat doesn't have a thumb.
How did it get to... How did the cat...
How maybe, did it hold it?
Maybe she turned into a cat, snuck in the bedroom,
the window, turned back into herself, a lady,
whipped her, and then just, like, through the keyhole.
Wow. That's cats, a lot of transfiguration.
Cats can't go through keyholes. They're too big.
That's right. And so she has to be witch mist to go through the keyhole. Yeah. You know, the classic witch mist.
The witch mist. Yeah. You know when you gotta turn into witch mist?
You know when you do that on a regular Thursday night?
Yeah. To get through a keyhole.
Yeah, it's classic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's how you get out of situations.
There's no keyhole on this door.
And I was just gonna say we can't... Under the door.
We can't. Oh, yeah. Witch mist. Her neighbor, John Gisborne, also accused her.
Okay, I hate him, but that's a great name.
Gisborne!
Yeah.
John Gisborne. He accused her of enchanting his pigs and his cotton crop.
Yeah, it's always with the crops. It's always with the, my crops are failing, let's blame the lady.
Sounds like you fucked up,
John. Yeah, sounds like you have a, that sounds like your problem, John. Yeah.
Elizabeth, sounds like you're having sexy dreams about your neighbor.
Elizabeth, sounds like you have something you have to figure out about yourself, girly.
Yeah, maybe just figure that out, and then you two can talk about that.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
John, sounds like you're a bad farmer, maybe.
Yeah.
Or just need to, like, accept that nature is... against you.
And nature is fickle, and you have to just pull it up by your bootstraps.
It happens.
And double down and work harder, bud.
Yank up on those bootstraps.
That's right.
Both of these cases...
Also, the Lord hates you.
The Lord hates you. It's God. It's not Grace. Both of these cases were unresolved, and they filed a defamation suit, which they lost, so they ended up having to pay court costs.
Okay.
In 1701... Grace's husband died, so now she's a widow.
No, she's unprotected now.
Exactly. She inherits their property, and she doesn't remarry. So
that's surprising.
She is now a middle-ish aged woman with a bunch of property.
She has too much power.
And people already are accusing
her
of being a witch.
They're already mad at her for all the things she has, and now she has them in her name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
So now, of course, there's
Grace.
A whole wave of accusations of people saying that she's a witch.
Oh, Grace.
Obviously, like, historians think people were trying to get her land.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Of course they were. Duh.
Of course. In 1705, Grace got into an altercation with her neighbor, Elizabeth Hill.
Wait, the one that had the sexy dream about her?
This is a different Elizabeth.
Okay, wow.
maybe also had a sexy dream about her. We don't know. They're all Elizabeth.
They're all Elizabeth. That's what I was just going to say.
It's the 1700s now.
Whole town of Elizabeth.
They're all Elizabeth. She's the only one that's not Elizabeth. That's why they don't trust her.
Oh my god. Yeah. That is why they don't trust her.
She sued the Hills for assault and ended up getting awarded damages of 20 shillings.
Hot. Good for her. And she's rich.
But then a year later, the Hills, like, double down. So I'm sure in these, like, 4 or 5 years after her husband died, there's, like, a bunch of accusations and a bunch of shit going down.
Sure.
It's just hard to, like...
The historical record is a little bit
it's not
going to
have a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But in 1706, the Hills, who had just tried to sue her a few years back, accused Grace of witchcraft, and they said that she had caused Elizabeth to have a miscarriage.
Just because she's a midwife?
Right?
That's fucking rude. No, she was probably just vibing.
So this time, I guess because she had just had so many accusations against her, or, like, something in it seemed, like, legit.
Yeah.
She was ordered to actually be, like, tried for this. It didn't just go away.
I hate that.
There's always a bunch of law shit happening and all this that I don't really get, so I'm just gonna, like...
That's fair.
Get to the good parts.
Yeah.
They put together a bunch of, like, juries of women, I guess, and...
Of women?
Of women.
What the hell?
Apparently it was really hard to find women who didn't already, like, assume she was a witch.
Know her and hate her for being a witch.
A lot of the women that do end up on these juries, like, one of them was Elizabeth Barnes, the one that had the sexy dream about her.
That's so not impartial! She's like, hi, sexy dream girl.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Her home was searched for waxen or baked figures. Because you can use those for witchy
stuff. Baked figures?
Yeah, like you bake them.
Like out of food? Or out of clay?
I guess, either.
Alright.
Yeah, you know, you just make a little guy and you bake them.
Yeah, like how we do for Witch Saturday.
Yeah, for Witch Saturday.
Alright, yeah.
For when we turn into Witch Mist and then you...
Right. You do Witch Mist on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. You take a break. Witch Saturday, you make your little... You bake your little things.
She was also stripped down and examined for witch's marks and for demon-suckling teats.
Okay. Great.
Which aren't just your regular.
No, I was going to say, it's not your regular.
Uh-oh.
No.
No. Because special ones for demon-suckling.
Special demon ones. Yeah.
They're somewhere else.
Do you know what a witch's mark looks like?
A witch's mark can be anything.
Right? It can be, like, like a mole. They're like, that's the witch's mark.
At, like, a list.
Yeah.
And, like, witches' marks could be, like, a mole, like, a scar. One of them was red hair. Like.
The witch's mark.
It's like, it's very.
It's like the devil's mark. It's, like, it's any of it.
It's very subjective. It's just, like, that looks like it could be a devil's
mark. She's got the devil's mark.
And because they don't know science, they're like, man, that looks like a devil's mark.
They're like, I've seen a witch's mark before. It looks exactly like that.
Just like that one. Yeah.
Wow.
When they examined her, they discovered two marks not like theirs or like those of any other woman.
Great. It's almost like every person's different.
Though, like I said, one of them when examining her was Elizabeth Barnes, the...
the sexy dream
the
girl.
The sexy dream neighbor. Who had already accused her of witchcraft, so...
And she already knew she was a witch, so she was looking for something to confirm her witchness.
I mean, confirmation bias. You're like, she's a witch? Well, that certainly looks like a witch's mark. It's literally, like, a little birthmark.
It's literally, like, a scrape from when she was 3, and she was there to see it happen.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this is from when we fell in the bramble bush, and she's like, no! Mm-mm. Nope.
Witch.
Witch!
She's a witch.
She's like, my bramble bush scar looks different than yours. Yeah. So yours is from
like
a witch.
Anything like this scar that I got in the exact same way.
So dramatic.
So they do a bunch of law shit, and then the courts decide that the way to settle this is to do a trial by ducking.
Oh, God.
Like I mentioned.
I know, I don't want to. I guess we're going to learn what that is now.
So ducking is when... you know, like in Monty Python, the Holy Grail, when they say that they can, like, if she's like a duck, like if she floats, then
more witches.
Yeah, it's like that. So
if she floats,
So if she sinks, then
she's not a witch.
She's not a witch,
but she not
if
a
she
lie,
floats to the top, and she's fine. She's a witch.
Right. So either way, is a lose lose.
They do mention that they like put a bunch of shit in place that they would, like, try and pull her up if she does sink.
Oh.
Which I'm like, how good? How long will you let her?
Yeah, also, like, how long are you gonna let her be down there to know she's sunk?
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust it.
They did also, like, they were gonna do it on one day, and they ended up, like, not doing it because it was too rainy, and they're like, well, it's not safe. And then...
It's unsafe for this very unsafe practice.
They, like, put some things in place. They, like, made sure that they had, like, consent to throw her in, bound up. They're like, hey, kid, do you mind if we do this? And she's like, fuck, yeah, I guess.
My favorite thing is when with people... are like, we have all these good things in place to make sure the bad thing we're doing is safe.
Mm-hmm. This practice that had already been maybe legal in, like, England and Europe.
Yeah, and they're like, but we're doing it very
But we're doing it the good way this time.
Yeah, we're the good guys.
To figure out if this woman is a witch.
That's right, we're trying to rid our community of a witch.
Yes. Yeah,
yeah, because there's a witch in our midst. Her sister was a witch!
So, on July 10th, 1706, Grace Sherwood was taken down a dirt lane, which is now known as Witch Duck Road.
I mean, I wonder why.
They named it after this.
Right.
To a plantation near the mouth of the Lynnhaven River. The news of this had spread, like, everybody knew about it. It was this big thing, bunch of people came down to watch.
It was an event.
Mm-hmm. They all, of course, start shouting, Duck the Witch!
Oh! Duck the Witch!
Duck the Witch!
Duck the Witch!
Which, like, is it because they're, like, ducking them in the water? Or is it because of, like, it's like a duck?
It's like a duck. I think it's because it's like a duck.
Like a duck?
Like the bit from Monty Python.
Yeah.
Is it like a duck?
Truly, I'm like, but, like, so because ducks float, they're witches.
Right. Ducks are witches.
Ducks are witches.
Is what the learning here today is.
Yeah, okay.
Is that what they're getting at? Like
I don't,
mallard.
Mallard
is a witch.
I don't get it. Ducks are witches.
Ducking. Maybe they duck them under the water, but they don't bring them back up.
I don't know.
Like, when you duck, it's not because you're like, well, I guess.
Also, you it's dunk.
Yeah.
Like, you go to dunk.
I'm also just picturing, like, when someone's like, duck!
Duck,
and you
duck.
I always think of a duck as the, like, down and back up.
Mm.
But I think the back up is just extra.
Yeah, that's
just I guess
extra.
The duck part is just the when you move down.
Or is it, like, duck, duck? Like, quack, quack.
Duck, duck, goose.
Quack, quack.
I think it's duck, duck, goose.
Duck, duck, goose.
Yeah.
Goose, not a witch.
Not
duck,
a witch.
Witch.
You duck, you witch, baby.
Should be the other way around. Ducks are nice. Goose are vicious.
Goose are insane.
Mm-hmm.
I
They'll
know.
Bite you. They have teeth.
They look Cuckoo Banana Town.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they got long ass necks.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as long as a swan.
Swans fuck you up.
Did you know that swans, you know how when you, at Valentine's Day when you see swans, they have like, they make their heads make a heart? They do that for
real.
Yeah,
I know.
I didn't know that. I saw it recently and I was like, oh my god, they're doing that thing!
Swans are really pretty from far away.
They're so cute. They're very scary.
But then they'll fucking attack you.
Yeah, like geese.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Swans are just pretty geese.
Swans are just pretty geese.
Mm-hmm.
That's other takeaway for today.
The ugly duckling taught us.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that had nothing to do with geese.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Mm.
That's nice.
You want to hear what happened to her?
No, I'm scared. I was stalling.
Okay. So, five women examined Sherwood's naked body on the shoreline.
Hot.
This is in front of a whole bunch of people. So they like came out here to be like, you know that sexy lady.
Also, like, five people examining. I mean, everyone can see, so.
But, so they're looking for anything that she might have to free herself. So they're, like, really looking in the crevices.
Oh my god, they're really getting in there.
They're really getting in there. And then they, like, covered her up with a sack.
Oh, yike.
And put her in a boat, brought her out 200 yards into the river.
Okay.
And just before she pushed off, just before she was pushed off the boat, it was said that she said, "Before this day be through, you will all get a worse ducking than I."
She really is our friend.
Right?
Oh my goodness! You'll all get a worse ducking than I.
So she was bound up, right thumb to left big toe, and left thumb to right big toe.
That's so uncomfortable.
So you're all like, I'm doing it for Carly.
Yeah, it's like almost like crisscross applesauce with your hands to your feet.
Or is it,
but
like,
not quite.
Yeah, can't.
Or
can't
is it
like
around?
Like that.
I guess
it's around
the knees. I guess it's hands crossed in between.
Yeah, in between your legs.
Ew.
All bound up.
That's awful.
Yeah. She was cast into the river and then she like just floated up to the top.
Yeah, because people float. My guy.
I mean, she did. The sheriff then tied a 13-pound Bible around her neck, which caused her to sink.
Also, why is it 13?
Right? Why'd you get this big ass Bible?
Scary and spooky oogie doogie.
The biggest Bible ever.
They said we hauled the big one and they lifted it. It's like as tall as we are.
It's a hardcover, but it's like really hardcover because it's like stone.
Oh my god, it's a stone Bible.
It's like a stone Bible.
This is a tablet. It's really the Ten Commandments.
Yeah.
The original ones.
13 pounds.
That's bananas.
So of course she sinks. But she's good. She manages to untie herself, and she returns to the surface, so of course everyone is...
It's like, it's a witch!
Witch!
They're like, she's alive, she's a witch!
She's a witch! She didn't fucking drown.
We didn't drown her! She's a witch!
It said that as she was pulled out of the water, a, like, torrential downpour started.
She said.
It's perfect. She's like, oh,
she said,
well, look, you bitches,
she warned them.
Yeah, she's like, if I'm getting wet, y'all are getting wet.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. She really said, I'm a witch, bitch. Mm-hmm.
The several women who subsequently examined her for additional proof found two things like tits on her private parts of a black color. I don't know.
Sure, I guess.
Her teats for the devil or whatever.
Right, they were like, she does have devil tits.
On her privates.
Where the devil goes.
That's where the devil goes.
Alright.
They didn't immediately sentence her to death. They were like, we're just gonna put her in jail and have a retrial.
Oh!
Have an additional trial.
You know what, that is, as awful as this all is, that's very sensible.
Right?
It's pretty, like... It's, none of this is sensible, but if we're pretending it is, that's pretty
it's
sensible.
At least somewhat sensible.
Yeah.
So there's no clear records of what happened to her after her trial. She was definitely put into jail for a period of time. It's possible that she served as long as 7 years and 9 months.
Whoa!
But people aren't really sure. There's no, like, record of when she was released.
Right.
There's records, I guess, this amount of time of her, like, paying taxes on her land or something.
So they know that it was her, yeah.
So they know she eventually got out and, like, went back to living her life. They just don't know how long she actually was, like, put in prison.
Okay.
There's no record of a second trial, so she probably was just, like, they were like, ah, fuck, let's just let her go.
They're like, whatever.
Eventually.
We're over this.
Yeah, they're like, this is dumb.
They're like, people don't care.
Yeah. We had a very dramatic
time. The sexy dream neighbor came out, like,
yeah.
We're good.
Yeah, she went to therapy.
She went to therapy. She's been therapized. Yeah. We're over it now.
She lived pretty quietly in her home after her jail time. She died in 1740 at the ripe old age of 80.
As she fucking should! Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Grace. Get it, Grace?
According to legend, Grace's sons put her body near the fireplace after she died, and a wind came down the chimney. Apparently her body disappeared amid the embers, with the only clue after being a cloven hoof print.
Get out of town! I love
the
that so much.
The devil carried her away.
They said, the devil wants mama. Mm-hmm. The devil's come for mama.
She lies in an unmarked grave under some trees in a field near the intersection
of... No, she doesn't, because the devil has come for
the
mama.
The devil. Well, something of her. Maybe it's just some dust. If you go to the intersection of Pungo Ferry Road and Princess Anne Road in Virginia Beach, her unmarked grave is there.
That's cool.
Story is about the devil taking her body, like I just said. Unnatural storms and black cats being around quickly spread after she died.
Nice.
Apparently, local men went around and, like, killed every cat they could find after she died because they're like, she's turned into a cat. She's not actually dead.
That's a nightmare.
There was an infestation of rats and mice recorded in the county in 1743.
Because they killed all the cats.
And people are like, is this because they killed all the cats?
Yes, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm. Her home on Muddy Creek stood for over 200 years.
Wow.
It was burned several times in the 20th century by vandals.
What?
So by 2002, the only thing that was left was the brick chimneys, and it ended up being bulldozed in 2002.
That's so sad. We can't have any nice things.
There's a few bricks and part of the foundation there, but it's pretty overgrown.
Mm-hmm.
It is owned by the government as part of Back Bay National Wildlife Refuge. So you can go find it, but it's pretty hidden.
Right.
In 2006, Governor Tim Kaine granted Grace an informal pardon to officially restore the good name of Grace Sherwood on the 300th anniversary of her conviction. There are annual reenactments of the ducking that take place since 2006.
That's really cool.
Wikipedia was sure to tell me that there's no actual ducking taking place at these reenactments.
They're like, they're not a witch.
We're not actually doing this. Don't worry.
That's really good.
On the, close to the sites of the courthouse and the ducking point, There is a hospital, Sentara Bayside Hospital, and a California sculptor named Robert Cunningham made a statue of Sherwood with a raccoon and a basket of rosemary, which is at this hospital. It was unveiled in 2007. The raccoon represents Sherwood's love of animals, and the rosemary, her knowledge of herbal healing.
Aww, that's so sweet.
There's also a, like, historic marker around the same place. And the place of her test and the adjacent land are named Witch Duck Bay and Witch Duck Point.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Yeah, they are, baby.
And if you go to the spot in Witch Duck Bay in July, where she was ducked around the time of the ducking, it is said that you can see a strange moving light, said to be Grace's restless spirit moving over the place where she was tossed into the water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Grace. Grace goes.
So that's our Pongo witch. She survived.
That's so wild. Right? That is like, wow.
She made it through.
That really makes me glad. I was really concerned for quite that whole story.
I know, I feel like you were so stressed out.
I was so stressed.
She survives this.
You were like, surprise, bitch.
She lives until she's 80, and then she gets carried away by the devil.
Wow, honestly, I hope we all are. I know. I hope that happens to all of us. A queen. That sounds great. Honestly, a legend before her time. Mm-hmm.
She was wearing pants.
Infamous.
Anyone.
She's just out here wearing pants, growing rosemary, having a good old time, bringing babies to the world, just vibing.
Fucking doing it.
She's just, like, literally an absolute vibe.
We love her.
We do love her. Mm-hmm. What a great gal. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that's the Pongo Witch.
The Pongo Witch, everybody. That is excellent. That's excellent.
And a little ghost snuck in there at the end.
Yeah, a little secret ghost.
Yeah. I was like, this doesn't have any ghosts. And then,
you were like, this ghost story is very ghostless.
Wikipedia come in. To the end. There might be a ghost. And I'm like, oh, of course there is.
Her ghost. That's great.
That's the thing with this podcast, is often you can find a story, and then the ghosts just come.
The ghosts show up for us.
Just find a, like, historical place or a story, and there's often a ghost in there.
Hey, it's in the title. Ghosts are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Can't make this shit up. Mm-hmm.
Like, no.
It's not our fault. It's just our burden to bear. Yes. Our job to tell the story.
Our witch to duck.
That's our witch to duck, baby. Oh, that's wonderful. Mm. I'm feeling so full of joy reading that story.
It was a good one. No one got dead.
No one got dead, thank goodness.
She had to go through some shit, but she's fine, ultimately.
Yeah, she lived a long life.
She had an ordeal, but it made her famous.
It made her so famous.
We're talking about her now.
And there's a statue about her.
There's a statue.
That's so exciting.
I never actually, like, looked at it. I bet it's cute.
It's so cute. Let's look at it live on air.
Live on air
here.
Witch statue.
I love her.
It is cute.
Oh my goodness.
She's got a little, in front of a Walgreens.
That's iconic. Iconic.
We love her. Okay.
She said, I'm a healer, bitch. Walgreens.
There she is. She's got, like, a bundle, and she got a little raccoon.
Oh my god, she's so cute. Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
There's the Witch Duck Bay.
Wow!
There's, like, a little marker. It says, in memory of Grace White Sherwood, 1660 to 1740, healer of sick with herbs, convicted as a witch, she survived Virginia's only trial by ducking in the Lynnhaven River.
That's so exciting. Oh, that's so cool. Mm. Wow. She really said, I'm the one, honey.
Unfortunately, I am the one. Her statue, she's not wearing pants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess they were like, we've done enough here. Mm-hmm. I guess they also wanted to show it was old-timey in some way. Mm-hmm. You just put that girl in pants, she looks like she'd be walking around today.
Right.
Right. Because as we all know, the only way to tell if a woman is from the past is if she's not wearing pants.
If she's old-timey and wearing pants, I'm like, I don't believe it.
I'm like, she looks too current. She must not be.
She's right in front of that Walgreens.
Oh, that's so good. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing about history is learning about ladies who wore pants.
Yeah.
When they weren't supposed
to. We love to hear it.
We love to hear it. One of my all-time favorite historical figures. She's a lady who wore pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love it. More ladies should have wore pants.
And you know what? Get this. A lot of them did.
Yeah.
All, like, more than you'd think, right?
They'll just not talk about it. Well, she was a farmer, so she's like, well, fuck, like, it's hard.
It's hard life out here.
It's hot.
I'm in Virginia. It's Virginia. Mm-hmm. She's just, like, just wants to put some pants on sometimes. Mm-hmm. Wait, sometimes you just want to do high kicks and not have everyone see what's going on underneath your skirt.
Yeah.
You know? Because, historically, fashion is not nearly as hot as you think it is also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a hoop skirt, a big skirt, they're all made of, like, breathable material. Mm-hmm. They're all made of natural material, so they're not nearly as hot as you would think.
Still, though, compared to, like, wearing nothing.
I mean, compared to wearing nothing, anything is hot.
I'm like, there's still layers there. I'm going to keep wearing my little crop tops and shorts.
Oh, I'm grateful that we wear no clothes nowadays, basically. And we walk outside in our undergarments. Oh,
sluts out there with our undies.
That's us, baby. Mm-hmm. Just a bunch of witches. Being hot sluts. Hot sluts in the wind.
Hot sluts in the wind. Ready for the devil to whisk us away.
Hey, when I die, I know he'll be there. Mm-hmm. So
I'll place you in front of a fireplace.
Thank you. So he'll have easy access.
On the hearth.
Great. That's good.
Uh-huh.
Also, like, in the scenario that I'm dying first.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, kill you.
I know! That's what I know. I wasn't going to spell it out for them, but yeah.
I mean, allegedly.
When Cecilia kills me.
Allegedly. Mm-hmm. This is not evidence.
No, I don't want this to be evidence in your trial.
It's a joke.
Ha, 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 ha. I'm crying.
She's only in person because I have her trapped here.
Yeah, I can't leave. Ha, ha, ha,
ha. Yeah. There's bars on those windows.
I know. I can't even witch mist out of here.
You can't.
I know. There's no keyhole.
I have witch
bars in the window.
Witch mist proof screens on my windows.
You witch mist proofed this house?
I have witch mist proof. That is so hard to say.
Witch mist proof four times fast.
Oh, dear. Kylie, you got anything to tell the people about? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? I've been watching some TV.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I watched the new Jason Segel show.
There's a new Jason Segel show?
Yes, it's on Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Shrinking. He plays a shrink. He plays a therapist.
Okay.
Harrison Ford is in it.
Okay.
It's very, like, slow moving, but it's... Jason Segel's the most charming man in the world. I could watch him, like, order a pizza, and I'd be like, wow, what a charming guy. He plays this, like, mess of a person, but he's so endearing. You just love him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's very sweet. It's about, like, grief and, like... life, and it's actually like it's slice of life in a way, but it's like it's very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great one. It came up pretty recently. And I'm watching the new season of Succession.
No
spoilers.
I'm only halfway through the first episode because I had to wait for my boyfriend, who only picks up the phone after 54 because he also just caught up today.
I mean, that makes sense for him because 54 missed calls, so it's not like he has time to watch it.
54 missed calls is the name of his autobiography, or the biography that I'm writing about him.
Yeah, he's not writing it because 54 missed calls.
54 missed calls is not my autobiography. I have 54.
Yeah, you're the ghostwriter on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's excellent. I watched also a YouTube video after I watched the first episode of this season of Succession, which is also the last tier, but I'm so excited about it. It's so excellent. I watched a YouTube video where it was a therapist who went through all the main characters and talked about what kind of narcissists they are.
Oh my god, they're all narcissists.
Excellent. Yeah. No, but she broke down what type they are and how it goes through.
Oh my god, send that to me.
I will. And I had also just watched the Jason Segel therapist show.
Oh, so you're like, wow, I'm a therapist now.
I was like, wow, I'm ready.
I'm a licensed. Send Kylie a message if you need a therapist, because apparently she's a therapist now.
By trade, So, yeah, I will send you that video. It's very excellent. If you just YouTube, like, Succession.
Yeah.
Characters, therapist reacts, narcissism. But yeah, she broke them all down, and it was incredible.
incredible.
And she broke it down, and I was like, I knew it! I knew it! Yes, bitch. I was like, you tell him!
No, I'm a therapist, I know.
Yeah, I did do that.
As a registered licensed therapist.
Yeah. And I think she's also going to break down each episode.
That's cool.
Of, like, what's going on mm-hmm. for each of them, which mm-hmm. I might watch as well. But watching her break down all of them as a narcissist was so exciting. Literally every, all of the main.
Of course there.
All the kids, Logan,
yeah.
Tom.
Greg.
Yeah, all of them. She broke all of them down. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. It's so awesome. Yeah. So yeah, that's what I've been doing with my days. Doing some of that.
She's a therapist now.
I'm a therapist now. Yeah. I'm doing great on that. Thank mm-hmm. you for asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just working hard, hardly working. You know me.
Wow.
I know. Well, you've been going through the most dramatic week of your life.
Right? Well, I've been dying.
Yeah, well, you've been knocking on death's door.
Well, I've been doing it all and then doing nothing. Because I was like, well, maybe this is a sign that I need to chill.
I would say so, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, so I'm going to chill. I mean, I have to go home for Easter tomorrow, but then I'm going to chill.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah. I also sold some vintage on the weekend. That was cool. Yeah. The Toronto Antique. I didn't sell my fucking accordion. If anyone wants to buy a vintage accordion, I have one that I'm trying to get rid of.
Give it up on trying to play it, or is this a second accordion?
I have two accordions. Yeah. I bought a smaller one after. Okay. I already bought this one because it's too big for my tiny arms. I have a smaller one.
So if anyone wants to take up the accordion,
I've got you. I've got like a cute mid-century accordion. It works. But it's an accordion. Nobody wants to buy an accordion, apparently. It's a good price. I have not a lot on it. I'm willing to go down. DM me at Much Ado About Knickknacks.
This podcast is now Carly trying to sell her shit.
At least the accordion. I pray. I was like, please, please, look. If you would join our Patreon, you would know because I posted it on my B-reel. I was like, please, someone buy this accordion.
We should have like a clothing swap because my butt's too big for all my pants now.
Fair.
So I bought a bunch of new pants, but now I have so many pants that don't fit me.
Cool. Mm-hmm. You can also just come shop the shop.
To give you my pants?
If you want to.
That's true.
Or also just if you want to. If you're looking for pants, I have some pants.
I'm trying to get rid of pants. My butt's too big for all my pants.
What a problem to have.
I know, it's so difficult.
Welcome to my world, baby.
It's really fun for me to be this bootylicious now.
It's typical out here in these bootylicious streets.
I know, it's happening.
Yeah.
I've just become too sexy for my pants.
That's right. That's how that song goes.
Yes.
Yeah. Sexy for my pants.
This is probably it at some
point. It is. I think it's in that song. Mm-hmm. When I think of that song, I think of Far, Far Away Idol.
Yeah.
And then I get sad because I'm thinking about Far, Far Away Idol and I'm not watching it.
Carly, did you watch Puss in Boots?
No, I haven't yet!
Carly!
I know I'm behind.
Okay, everybody go watch Puss in Boots and then come back to me.
Okay, that's our homework for the week. Mm-hmm. Watch Puss in Boots. Mm-hmm. I really want to. Did you hear that? They're making a Paddington 3? You didn't know that?
No.
Okay, I'm happy to
tell you. I heard it, but then I was like, I forget these things. Until it comes to fruition, I'm like.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, I don't trust it. Yeah. I just thought I should share.
Are they going to make a Mamma Mia 3?
Here we go again. I hope so. Mamma Mia 3 is set in Italy this time.
Here we go again. I've been trying to get Joel to watch Mamma Mia 2. Here we go again.
He hasn't been able to.
Mamma Mia, and he just won't do it. The other day, I almost got him to
do
it, but I didn't have it. That's not
strange. Dang it.
I think it's on. This is not important. I think Luke has it on his, like, little streaming thing, so excellent. I'm just like, but he didn't have access the other day, so I was like, I just wanted to watch Melania do Here We Go Again.
I was thinking
But instead, we've watched all three Spider-Mans, all three of the Sam Raimi Spider-Mans.
Yeah, the Spider-Man. Yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again the other day.
So it's the best movie ever made.
Yeah, but I was thinking about it while I was hosting trivia. Like, wanted to bring it up. I wanted to bring it up so badly, but I forced myself not to.
Because it was...
There was no easy in.
It was the peak of civilization, and then everything went downhill after Mamma Mia 2, Here We Go Again.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. As soon as there were no longer those ruffle jean pants...
I know.
The best. I want to make those. I tell you. I'm going to make them someday. Okay, do it. I don't know when, but...
Do it.
Maybe that'll be my spring project.
Okay. So yeah, that's ghosts.
That's ghosts for you today.
Carly.
Yeah, Cecilia.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
You know what? No, because you have me stuck in this house. I can't witch mist anywhere.
There's no ghosts in here.
No, there's no ghosts, sadly.
Yeah.
Cecilia?
Yeah?
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
No. I've been using our mug. And it, whenever I look at it, it says, have you seen any ghosts lately? And I say, nope.
You've been looking at it, you've been like, nope? Uh-uh. Well, if folks want to order one of those mugs, they ding-dang can.
They can. They still exist.
Yeah, our ghosts are everywhere in animal mugs. Mm-hmm. We'll link them in the description of this episode. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to... order one?
You can buy that.
You are welcome to.
You can join our Patreon. We'll also link to that. You can follow us on Instagram for free. That's at Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod. And Ghosts Are Everywhere Pod on TikTok. Although, we don't talk the tick that much.
We've been slacking on it, but we want to pick it up again.
It's hard. We're old.
TikTok's not hard. For yourself.
I don't have TikTok. I don't. It's not for me.
It's not for anyone.
I'm not a TikTok teen. I try. I do my best. But I just don't. I just don't get TikTok. That's the problem.
What do you get about it?
It hurts my brain.
Really?
Yeah, I can't do it.
Why does it hurt your brain?
I don't want to scroll.
Oh, I don't like scrolling either.
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, the scrolling is annoying.
Sucks.
People, I saw on TikTok that people have wireless remotes. Mm-hmm. They sync up. Mm-hmm. And they click. That seems like too much effort for me. That you can get a Bluetooth little remote that you can press and it will scroll for you.
Where's your phone?
You looking?
You're holding your phone in one hand and you're doing the remote.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
crazy. Or people set it up. And
that's madness. That is someone who needs to delete TikTok.
I know.
No, it's not the action of scrolling. It's the mind numbingness of scrolling. I can't do it.
That's fair. But you also are not a person who likes to do an activity for a long extended period of time.
I don't mind doing an activity, just not that. Hurts my brain. Mm-hmm. It makes me upset.
Well, that's what I mean. You don't like to, you're not like a back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back.
Stare at my goddamn phone.
Yeah.
I'm not a TikTok teen, girl.
That's okay, Cecilia.
I'm old.
I'll be a TikTok teen for both of us.
Old.
Though I don't watch as much as you think. Hardly at all.
I have my wide leg pants, though, so the TikTok
So maybe you are a TikTok teen.
The TikTok teens can't get me on the skinny jeans, because none of my skinny jeans fit me anymore.
Get wrecked.
I only bought, flares or loose jeans, or I bought some nice,
But they're trying to make the 2010s come back. Did you know that? Already? Have you seen? I've seen the TikTok teens. They're trying something.
Well, good luck with that. Are they going to bring back the lace...
I think they're trying to.
My God. Okay. Well, I mean
they've gone past the Y2K 90s.
Because the yoga pants, the flared yoga pants.
Yeah.
Those are.
They're called flared leggings, Cecilia.
They're yoga pants.
They're fucking yoga pants.
I'm not gonna wear them.
I might. They're comfortable.
I'll wear the flared jeans. I'm gonna wear leggings. I don't wear regular ass leggings.
I'm wearing some right now.
Yeah, I can see it.
Comfortable.
Mm.
It's so I can run around at rehearsal.
Damn yoga pants.
Yoga.
I am.
I remember when you wore yoga pants.
Flared ass. Every day in high school.
Yeah, I know.
I wore them too much.
You're out here who do you think I am? I was like, I know. I remember.
I wore them so much. I can't bring that back. Yeah. That was a part of me when I was a teenager. I can't go back to that.
No, can't regret.
It wasn't that cute.
You're must stay.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if they're styled, they can be cute. It depends. Uh-oh. I would style them cute sometimes. When we were TikTok teens.
I've seen, like, the big cargo pants.
Oh, yeah, with pockets.
Yeah, those were very me in grade 7.
The ones that zip off at the knee?
No, just the, like, just big cargo pants.
I think about the ones that zip off at the knee almost daily. Mm-hmm. Because they're just, they're wild.
That's
I used to have those in grade 5.
I'd buy some of those.
I know. I want to wear them with my Crocs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's truly grade 7 vibes.
That's what that's giving me.
Yeah. No, there were a pair of, like, camouflage cargo pants that I saw at, like, H&M or something. And I was like, oh, fuck. I think I had those when I was, like, 12.
I definitely had those in grade 5, for sure. Mm-hmm. I thought it was so hot. Mm-hmm. I had a little shirt that I wore with it that just met it.
Ooh.
Because shirts were long, remember?
Yeah.
When you were young?
Right? I wore, like, long-ass shirts.
Yeah. No, this was, like, I had, like, cargo army pants. Mm-hmm. And I had this little, like, layered shirt that was, the layers were sewn together, white and black.
Yeah, of course.
And then, like, I think the top was, like, a little bit off the shoulder and had spaghetti straps.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hot grade 5. Hot grade 5.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I really said, bring it to the runway.
Well, you did peak in grade 5, so.
Yeah.
This is just
proof. This is
true.
I know.
Even in fashion, Carly was peaking.
Cecilia bullied me.
Did you have your chunky highlights yet?
No.
They're back.
They're back! I know they're back!
I don't like that.
I can't do it again.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. That's one of the things that I'm just like, nah. Mm-hmm. Not for me, sorry.
There's just some things that, like, I did or didn't do the first time around that I either for sure will not indulge in.
See, I didn't do the chunky highlights, but I'm just not gonna do them.
I did, and they're just ugly.
I know.
So, like, what do you want from me? I did. I wanted to dye my whole hair, but my mom said, no, you can have highlights.
My whole hair?
So I, my whole hair.
I'm not your whole hair.
I went to my whole hair. She said,
so you got
no.
Highlights.
So I got those chunky highlights, which I liked.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got some highlights.
Natural.
No, oh, natural.
That's right.
Oh,
natural.
Yeah, get the silver.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're so young.
I'm the youngest.
You're a TikTok teen.
I'm a TikTok teen. No, I'm the oldest in this room right now. Yeah, I'll never be the youngest of
Carly
the two of us.
Always be the old lady, especially it's really coming out in her grays. Look at me.
Yeah.
My hair is golden and yours is silver.
Yeah, but your parents have not gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was fully gray by 30.
Yeah, my parents
fully
are in their 50s and like my dad's graying, but like
barely.
As much as you are.
As much, yeah, that's true. Honestly, I'm standing next to each other. Same amount of gray.
Yeah, they're like the same age.
Oh my gosh, we're twins.
Oh my God, you're twins.
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Call
so
me
Carly
Uncle
and,
Carly.
Carly and my dad are twins.
Yeah.
And neither of us have seen any ghosts lately.
That's right.
But email us if you've seen any ghosts lately.
Yeah, we would like to hear about that. You can email us at ghostsareverywherepod@gmail.com.
Anyway.
We
thank
love
you. Thank
you
for this day.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye then.
'Cause there are so many stickers on your laptop.
I know, it's full.
She's full.
Yeah, she's full up.
She's so full up.
She's
look
full
at,
up with
look
stickers. Hey, the one that matters.
There's only room for one.